NAWRO. Good morning, W8VD. W8VD, how copy? NAWRO.
I know what the problem was.
What was the problem? I do hear you now, though.
Dummy load. I forgot that I took the antenna off and I just put a dummy load on the repeater, so I got to be next to it.
Aha! That's the old dummy load thing will fix you every time.
That's why they call it dummy.
Alrighty then. So I'll get that delivery to the proper people. Dave might be actually taking the stuff for sale. And then, of course, I'll get the box to John that needs to go to him.
You know, it was donated to the club, however everybody sees fit, you know.
Well, I mean, the same thing, you know, same thing just for sale to catalog it and get it up. I think we might do Discord first and then a spot on the website, kind of like what we were talking. And, you know, but he may keep it in store. I don't know. I'll talk to him on Thursday. Again, we talked briefly yesterday.
You guys don't have to ham it up that big, you know. It's really not, I mean, there's some money there, but not enough to do all that work.
Well, I don't think they're thinking about doing work. It's just, you know, if you got to describe it, you got to do a line item on everything. Not everything, but, you know, things you want to actually put out there. So I'll let him get eyes on it, and he can let us know how he wants to handle it. But appreciate that.
Problem. All right. Yeah, I was just going to throw it on the table and say, here's the PayPal link.
Now, you know what? That might not be such a bad idea. Let's keep that idea, no pun intended, let's keep that idea on the table.
That worked. That's what, you know, if I was in town, I was just going to spread it all out on your table and say, here, you know, whatever you think is fair, and here's the PayPal link.
Create a specific couple of tables for that, but that sounds interesting. The Skywarn group today.
I will chat with you a little bit later. Weather's like it's going to get real exciting today, so I'll be far away, but I'll listen.
All right. Copy your last. Safe travels today, Wally. NAWRO, after you.
Adam Tiger. All right, talk to you later. W8, pick it up.
W8, get it. NAWRO from Menifee.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I just programmed my SPR. 7550 for my hotspot. Just wanted to make sure everything was working. So clearly it is. You see my ID okay?
Yes, sir. On the dashboard, sounds good too. And then on the dashboard in 67. And transmit again, I'm going to look at my Connect system, see what comes across. Although that might be mine with my contacts, but let me see again.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to check this out. I just added my hotspot to this radio, so pretty much just Wally's and then 51 and 52. That should be enough for you to see.
Yeah, it's working. They're working on the dashboard, and then my radio, I've got it programmed for your name, unit number, and call sign. So all good.
I appreciate it, sir. We'll catch you in a bit. How will you have you?
NAWRO.
I don't know, Sean. Whoa. My radio shows RT.
From Dunham, dropping them all. Beep, beep.
Yep. Good morning. Just out here monitoring. Sounding good.
There you go. Just in my hot spot. Done up for this, so if I'm traveling, I can always do that. Okay, thank you. I'm going to get back to work here, though.
Hey, PMR, NADBF.
W8VD.
W8VD, KCA, KJO.
What's up?
W8VD.
you should be picking up the conning tower.
It says bay. I'm picking up something right now.
Oh, bay Midland, okay.
Where are you at?
Armada Township, heading home.
Yeah, it's over a couple, 2 hours out, but for some reason my GPS flaked out, so I'll just keep going north. You know, if I went by Gaylord, I went too far.
That's what maps are for.
Yeah, that's an idea. The co-pilot should do something. Hand in my phone. Just use new traffic pattern. I like the old traffic pattern. Where am I? 2 miles south of the Standish exit.
You're 2 miles south of Standish exit, or you got to exit 2 miles?
Spread this thing hasn't jumped to another tower. I wonder if I made a mistake.
Well, like I said, you're up at the conning, and being on the Bay City one is, you know, that's weird. Well, unless it's the same tower, when I doubt it, you should be on the conning, going up 75.
I am. Byron Center, Picani. So it says. Where have you been the last couple of days? I haven't heard anything out of you, WAPD.
Oh, I've been all over the place. Yesterday I was on the west side. Today I was in Novi and Wixom and Harrison Township, and tomorrow I'm going back to Portage.
Portage, south of 94. Kalamazoo, north of I-94.
Hold on, wait, let me see. Is it Portage or Kentwood I got to go to? Hold on.
It's a lot of distance between those two towns.
Oh, no, I've been corrected. I'll be on 28th Street in Grand Rapids, so right there by the airport.
Oh, yeah, I know where you're at. I used to work that area as a sales rep many years ago. That's a pretty busy street.
I've been taking a look at not that way I want to try.
Right again, that was crazy digital on my end.
And here it is.
This is WAFU testing 1, 2, 3. Let me hear you, Sean. Tape here. All right, yeah, thanks. So this is a note I haven't had fired up in a very long time. Thought I'd take it first again and see if it's working with the radio I just programmed up. Test 1, 2, 3.
It comes up with a number like 1068 something.
Oh, one of those. What does that mean? I heard that happening before.
Okay. I'm trying my digital monitor on this radio here. Give me another call, see if it works.
This is WAFU testing with KPR. Looking at the Brandmeister dashboard, it says 3127667. That's correct. This is like on statewide 1, 31261. So that's interesting that you're seeing it wrong, because it looks like it's right at Brandmeister. But I've heard of this problem before. Anyhow, that should be more than enough.
Yeah, I switched over to statewide 2 and hit the digital monitor, and I was hearing you on 1, so that's working.
What do you have to do to get that working?
Well, I just, he's very responsive, and I told him how it should work, you know, what the concept is, and the next day he sent me a new firmware, and it works.
Can you pick single or dual slot promiscuous, or is it one or the other?
No, it looks like it's just dual. There's no selection for whether you want single or other. Maybe that's something I can incorporate down the road.
Yeah, I could see 50-50. You know, I think I'd rather have... Then you gotta scan. But I'd almost rather have two single slot channels that are promiscuous than one dual, but maybe not. I don't know. Does it tell you which slot is coming in on? What? Or do you got to guess? I mean, I know with 51, 52, you know, and some of these common ones, you know, but can you tell if it's something you're not normally familiar with?
Yeah, it's showing the color code and the slot it's coming in on, so that's nice. Yeah, I'd rather have the dual, because my goal is to, I'd like to just leave this on like one of the, like this channel here, and just be able to tell if there's any activity on any of the, you know, some MI5 stuff.
Right. So where are you, what are you connected up to the Novi machine? You are connected up to. Are you working the Novi machine, I assume?
Well, actually, I'm going through Detroit right now. Seems like the Novi might have been down here. Let me see if I can jump on there. Hold on. I guess okay. This is Novi. You got me, okay?
Yep, sounded just fine.
Okay, and now I'm on Mount Clemens. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Couldn't tell the difference on any one of them. They all sound great.
All right, that's good to know. Very good. I'm probably going to throw this in the car tomorrow. The other thing he's really sponsored, and I think I told you about the nuisance delete thing. And the next day he sent in a new firmware update and fixed that. So it's something great when we stopped him.
You got a little digital on that last one, but did hear responses and firmware update. So, well, good deal. He sounds pretty reputable, and he's been around for a long time, so good deal. If only it were a Motorola.
Right. So, anyway, so I looked at Wally's duplexers on my monitor. He's pretty close. I'm impressed with what he was able to do with a little nano.
Yeah, well, especially considering he's never done it before. He read up on it, got his learn on, took his nano VNA and did it. You know, I said I'd check it for him. And he ended up lassoing you on that, so good deal. I told him, I says, we'll check him out, but... pretty impressive. Now, you don't have the repeater, so you can't do an actual descent check, can you?
No, I can't. I suppose, that'd be difficult for me to hook a radio to him. So, they were just, some of the peak was a little bit off center frequency, not a lot. The reject was also just awful teeny bit, but pretty much in the ballpark.
There you go. You know, the biggest problem with a duplexer like that particular one is, it's got the three adjustments, and they all interact with one another, they can drive you nuts. So those are pass, reject, plus they have the adjustable insertion loss. Now, he didn't monkey with the insertion loss because that one will really get you in the egg fast unless you really know you need it. I don't think he will because those cavities have more than enough spec to trying to do. But he's got, you got the threaded screw for the, for the center of the coil to tune the pass, and then you've got the... trimmer for the notch. So, a little interaction, but not too bad. So, good deal. So, that's about everything. We're about ready to go live with that sucker.
Yeah. It's getting about 80 dB between the peak and the valley.
That ought to do it. So, good deal. So did he tell you, did he show you where, Sunday, did he show you where it's going?
Well, he kind of hinted at it. He didn't show it. It's
not the tower right behind the restaurant, was it?
No, that's mine, and that's the one that's got UHF pops, and that's going to TBD at this particular juncture. No, it's just maybe a half mile. What would that be? It's not south. It's not east. I don't know. But just that same road we come in. It's just another half, three-quarter of a mile down there. And if you were looking, you wouldn't miss it.
No, I didn't notice it. So, all right, well, it'll be interesting to see how it works. All right, I'll let you go. Talk to you later. I said tomorrow, I think my project is putting this radio in the vehicle. It shouldn't be difficult. Everything, all the wiring's there. You just got to mount the head and plug it in. Put the base of the deck in the on that wood plank and tie it into the power strip. That's it. Antenna.
All right. Sounds like a plan. We've got Friday off, so tomorrow is my Friday. Nothing particular going on. I got some template work and archive work to do in the morning with one of our end users. Other than that, looks pretty uneventful. I got some more stuff done on the network a little bit ago. I'm going to log in and get some audio files playing for the old nodes. And then, by the way, did you see my response to you? That username, password, credential you knew, it's just for all scan. I haven't started. I'd love to have you as a guest. Or if you will, I'll talk to offline about it, but that was not what I did there, and that little control out group is just for like all scan for connecting and disconnecting things.
Still out there? KFADIC.
Yeah, I'm coming, Jack. No other audio.
Is my audio is bad? Is that what you're saying?
Did you hear what I said about the login credentials?
Down a little bit if you can. I don't know if you can.
How are you doing anyhow today with this rain out there?
Well, I guess the hell with me. Later, guys. We'll get at you.
Well, it's good to hear you on here, Jack. Sound really good.
You too, Phil. Really good to hear you out there, too, really. Anyhow, I just want to see if this thing gets out in the rain or not, especially digital. That's my first time testing that on a rainy day. Take care. I got to get something to do here. I got to do it before it gets worse. So I'll talk to you later. Good to hear you talking to you. KFADIC.
Okay, I'm not sure what happened. My transmitter kept cutting out. I don't know why. Weird. Sean, are you still there?
I never left. I was talking to you, and I hadn't heat, and you were in another conversation, and every time I tried to get in between, you guys were carrying on, and I just said, to hell with it, I'm going back to productive work.
Yeah, I didn't hear you respond. That's weird, so I thought you maybe had a phone call or something. It was weird. All of a sudden, I was trying to key up then after I was talking with Jack, and like come on transmit, then it would go green for receive, even though I was kept the mic key. I wonder if there's a temperature issue with this radio. I'll have to experiment with this before I throw it on the car.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to log into this node. I can't remember my username and password. I think it's because it's... I think login is not my call. I think it's like Potty Star or something like that. I can't remember. Or I should say whatever WPSD. I'm going to have to do some research. I'm sure I know the password. I just don't know the login. So if you need me to test, let me know. But I've got like a laundry list of things I'm working through here. So I got to get to it. W8FU.
Yeah, speaking of logging in, did you see my note on Discord?
Yeah, and I gave you a long explanation of what was going on when I unkeyed that whole thing was going on, and I got very frustrated, so we'll cover it later. But did you see my answer?
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah, no, I didn't at first. Yeah, last time I looked, it wasn't there. Okay. I will examine it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Something's wrong here. I'm not sure I did get your answer. That's from me before. No, I haven't got it.
What's the last thing you see? Your response yesterday at 11:05? I tried logging in, .. Is that the last thing you see?
Well, wait a minute. I just refreshed, and okay. That's the problem. Okay, so I see one response from you there, a very short response.
Okay, I'll explain. That has nothing to do with logging into the hub. That's for a program called AllScan. So you have to go to IP address/AllScan. You'll see it. You'll be able to log in there and make and break connections. So a little further up that thread are the IP addresses. That's all that's for. I'll get into the hub and stuff like that later, but I haven't set any of that up yet.
Okay, very good. It's weird. I wonder why my screen here didn't auto-refresh. It should. Huh. Could be something with my browser. All right. Sounds good. I'll kick into that and see if it works. I'll catch you later, but I'm just going to run some tests here to see if I've got a piece problem with this transmitter.
Okay, very good. When you're clear, when you got a minute, I don't know, Brown will order me or call me on the phone or something like that. All right, I'll catch you later. I got to get back to it here. WAFU.
All right, sounds good. 8 here.
KAPR from WAFU.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's weird. Oh, you know what? Never mind. God, that's how long since I was going to say your call sign has hung up to ABAPR and haven't you updated it? But it was because my software was so old, I hadn't updated it since before text or calls. Never mind.
Yeah, okay. And I'm also monitoring through my hotspot connected to Brandmeister 31261, and your ID is coming through properly, but over the air, it's not.
Well, I'm showing up correctly on the Brandmeister dashboard, and I'm showing up correctly on the WPSD dashboard, which is built into my node. I've heard of that problem before. I couldn't tell you what it is. If there's something I can do on my end, I don't know. But is there anybody else listening that can tell me how I'm IDing, if I'm IDing correctly? Well, you already said I'm coming through correctly on the correct?
W-E-F-U.
Yeah, I just saw Joe come through, and he's coming through correctly.
Yeah, I saw Joe, and I'm going off the air, and I'm coming through perfectly to my DM32 off of coming Detroit. Anyhow, good evening, Joe. How are you, sir?
Evening, gentlemen. I just came back in town. Sean, I'm noticing your radio ID is different. Did you change it? Starts with a 106.
Yes, that's what Phil is seeing in some cases. No, I'm not seeing it on my radio, and I'm not seeing it on my dashboard, and I'm not seeing it on my Bandmaster dashboard, so I don't know what to do. So, I don't know what to say.
Now here, I'm going through a hot spot. It's coming up with a weird idea also.
This is bizarre. Because when I'm hearing, I'm listening to the house, I'm seeing both of you guys go through correctly. Through my radio, it's coming connected right on the air. Listening to Detroit, Joe's is coming up right, but Sean's is wrong. And mine is coming up wrong. I'm transmitting through the hotspot.
Or if it's the hotspot not translating appropriately. I'm going straight through RF, so I guess that would explain why mine's still correct and you guys being on hotspots is showing different. But I wouldn't know. I always have trouble with hotspots. I like to figure that out one day myself.
Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing here. Well, it's whatever, some bizarre number. So, hotspot through Brandmeister over to MI5, so who knows.
So, what are you seeing me come through as right now? Is it kind of 106.64513?
Yep, that's what I have for you.
Okay, now I'm over the air. Are you seeing my call sign?
Yep. Showing up KPR still on my end.
Well, does that have something to do with how the repeater is interpreting it?
I'd be more likely thinking it's something about the handoff. The handoff from Brandmeister over to, like, Seabridge or something like that. Something about the hotspot coming in the Brandmeister doesn't send it along unfiltered or something. Who knows?
What are you guys using for hotspots? Are you both using the same brand by chance? I'm just trying to think of what else is in common.
Well, I'm using a command DVM. I don't know. It's a generic one. I think Sean's coming out over the air, aren't you? I mean, you're going directly to the repeater, right?
Negative. I'm going in over an MMDDM hotspot as well. Hold on, I'm not coming through. Hold on. Anyhow, that must be defense. Anyhow, I'm coming in over a hotspot. I'm going to switch over to my open spot and see if that's any different. Give me a minute. I'll get a few.
Yeah, I should try that also. It's probably a setting in the hotspot. We'll have to look into that. We'll have to look into that.
That is weird. I had a, you're on a loop repeating, but then this last one, it actually showed WFU on my screen.
That was a bonehead move by me. I didn't shut my MMDVM hotspot down before I got him on the same frequency, which is stupid as well, but I just didn't want the extra. I don't ever hardly use them at all, let alone both at the same time. So I forgot that they were on the same frequency. One is location, one's at another, so I don't have to have multiple entries on my radio. So I'm going to shut this one down, and then I can fire up the other one. So I'll be back in a second. That'll be it if you.
Yeah, I'll have to try my open spot too, except I don't have anything programmed in this radio for it. I'll have to plug some in, which I should do anyways. I should have that in there. So I'm in the car. I have this with the open spot with me. I can use it. I totally forgot about that. I better do that.
Now, Phil, are you on RF for that last transmission?
Yeah, this is straight to the repeater RF. So there must be something in that on DVN. You got a setting or something you got to change. We'll have to investigate.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All right, I'm going to go program in some my open spot frequencies in this radio and try running through there. But I think Sean's already proved that what the situation is. All right, KPR, I'll be back in a little bit.
Okay. I am now on the open spot.
Okay, and you're IDing correctly now. WALFA.
All right. So, something there. But, okay. FYI.
Hey, Sean, did you still want me to call you?
Yeah, it's no no big rush, but we got a minute.
All right, probably in a few. All right, Kate Pierre.
Kate Pierre, test. KAEDW testing, the repeater. KAEDW testing, the KAOEC repeater. Over. WX8DRS, this is Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Delta Whiskey. Nothing heard, KAEDW clear on the side.